good evening. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Jeff. That is now the area unit IGN on the Blue Mountains Radio Club here on frequency 146.655 MHz. The is located 2.5 miles southwest of the Boulevard on Jackson Hill. This isn't a formal net. All the players are welcome to check in when we got traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times to break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, October 18th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Marquee, Channel 16 Color Chamber, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. And radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., as well as not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boogalarc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any echoing stations wishing to check in?
KV2KYE, this is David, Alabama, New York, and we're a stationary station.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through Echolink from Oneonta, New York. And Jeff, it looks like I'm the last one in the queue so far.
All right, there's two. We'll start with KD2KYE. David, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff. Everyone on board, KD2FPM, Kevin James out here in Oneonta. Got 44 degrees with clear skies overhead. Looks like we're heading for another chilly night here in New York State. So any vegetation that didn't get covered last night probably didn't do well in those frosty areas. So we're going to be in that zone again tonight, it looks like. So if you saved it last night, cover it again tonight, and then we should be good for a few more days, hopefully. So. But yeah, I'm enjoying the new wheel bearing on my front axle on my Jeep. No more death wobbles, so I'm happy about that. It's nice to be able to drive down the road and not have to have a death grip on the steering wheel every time you hit some uneven surfaces. So that's a good thing. So I won't tie the repeater down. I was still the last one in here a minute ago. So I will say 7-3. This is KD2FPM. Back to net control.
All right, Kevin. Yeah, it is nice to all drive without worrying about everything coming apart at any given time. I know how that goes. I was driving a car once with wheel bearing on. Well, driving behind a car with that wheel bearing went out on. And, that didn't, I was glad I was not the driver of that car. Anyway, all right, have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. And, yeah, that reminds me, I do have to bring you some plans in. Thanks for the update there. Alright, it's KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
At 2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
WA2U.
Alright, there's a couple. We'll start with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everyone else on the net. Kevin James, yeah, I know the feeling about the wheel bearing thing. I've had those things myself already in the past. Not fun. Also, I had a temperature range today of 34, to 55, and right now it is the same temperature as in Oneonta, 44 degrees here on the mountainside. Surprise, it's very unusual. Usually it's colder than that. And I did not even see one lick of frost on anything early this morning. But hopefully we'll get some tonight. With stove chugging away, of course, and doing swell. Got the stove settled right where you keep the temperature just right. You don't have to be either the fire going out on you or the thing burning, sweating you out of the place. So with that, we'll say God bless, and 73 is at 2 PSM clear.
Alright, George. Yeah, the shoulder season here. Sometimes we didn't say anything here up at camp. Well, when I was up at camp today, we had the windstill on in the morning, and then as soon as our sun came out, we had the doors open and everything else. So. Alright, well, have a good one. We'll catch up with you later. WATU, John, good evening. What's going on?
WATU, well, good evening to you, Jeff, and George, and Kevin James. I turned the radio on late here. I turned it off, forgot about it, so I don't know if there was anyone on before, under portable and mobile station. Had a good day, about 38 degrees here, so Kevin's having a heat wave down there. We got into the upper 20s last night somewhere, so it got a bit chilly here. Had a great day, got up relatively early for us on a Sunday. We skipped our so-called partying last evening and got up and had places to go. So we went over to the Barnes House with a friend of ours and got over there early this morning. A lot different than going on a Saturday, but it was still a good time. Walked around, picked up a couple of CDs by this band called the Old Main, which is great. We like it. It's kind of like, reminds me a lot of the band that was out years ago, did Cripple Creek and a few songs like that. But so we walked around there and picked up some maple syrup, honey and things, and it was kind of a nice thing. Got back here and we all took a walk. The person that was gotten to know in here last few weeks, we took a walk. She had never seen the camp, so we walked into camp and looked around there and got to look at the deck that we put together yesterday. And came out and did some other stuff today. So, yeah, it was a little bit cool. Set the furnace last night for the threshold. Way too warm for the wood stove, but absolutely gorgeous for doing anything outside. And our venture into camp, we have a couple ways we can go. We can go down a regular road in front of the road, house here. We can take a shortcut. We decided to take the traditional route, and we saw a couple nice big bear prints, so they're out there. They were good size too, so they're yogis roaming around or whoever. Okay, I had to turn the other side of the radio down. I have no idea what was going on over there. Very distracting. So Jeff, I'll turn it back over to you. Hope you feel better. Sounds like you had a good weekend, and I really enjoy this this time of the year. So we'll say 73 to all, WATU, back to net.
All right, John. I think we got somewhere, I think it was 33 or 32 up at camp. We had frost on the table this morning. Down came out and picked the table. I had frost on it. And, there wasn't any really on the ground stuff that was kind of pre-floating out there. Although I did have a bucket that was sitting out there that had some water in it, and the top of it was frozen. I didn't think it got that cold, but apparently it did. And we've seen quite a bit of bear sign this year, and see people bagging them here now. The early bear season started. And I was out in there a little bit this morning, and I had the whole family at the camp. I didn't stay out too long, only a couple hours, you know, bagging. But they are out there. All right, thanks, John. Thanks for checking in. You guys have a good evening over there. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Network. Looking for checking.
Well, my
myself. I got to boil these swimming up at camp. All the family is eating it. The whole family up, so that was kind of nice. All the kids, you know, all four kids were there, and the wife was there, and me, and then I got up early. I was really sleeping, and I went up to the hut line and sat out there for a while, and at one point I saw four red squirrels and a gray squirrel all at once. Out there, they were having a grand old time this morning. Keeps you occupied. Sometimes it'd be boring just sitting there waiting for a bear to come by. But the squirrels are out in force. And I tell you, the leaves are falling pretty quick. I don't know if that has to do with dry season that we had or what. It seems to me that the leaves are turning and falling a lot faster than they were last year. So maybe it's me. Anyway, I was only out for a couple hours, like I said before. Came back here, we all had breakfast, and most of the family went back to the house, and me and my my one son, we went out, we did a little grouse hunting, and we saw one. I didn't see any. The day before, I probably went through about maybe 10 or 11 rounds of carcasses, and didn't hit one. The cover is so thick still that you only get a split second before you can even think about the dog. You don't have any time to shoot them up there. So, one, I thought I got them, and I didn't get them. So, the grouse are definitely on the move. But today, when we went out, I don't know what happened. I went to all the good spots that you can usually come flying out. And, so, I guess they're rotten. That's all right. Anyway, we got back to house here, and I kind of took it easy. I was really busy last night, very busy. And so I didn't even see the net last Sunday. I was just busy from the minute I put my feet on the floor in the morning to the minute I, you know, so I go to bed at night. It's a crazy week, and it's one fight and whatever. All right, KD2AIT, are there any other seconds for the Blackbird Valley Service Center? Comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WA2 with comments.
Go ahead, John.
I was just thinking it won't work for the grouse, I don't think, but I was looking through, cruising through September's issue of Outdoor Life. I don't know if you get that, but they had the prices have really came down on some of the trail cams, some of which are really pretty awesome. I had one that had a light on it, so they pointed out, well, that's really handy for someone if they want to steal it because they can see it, but some have the video on it, but it's just amazing what you can do with some of these, the remoteness of it, so, I don't know, little enhancements, but in September's issue, they give a review about 12 different recently, you know, priced trail cams. WA2, back to that.
Oh, Roger's on. Yeah, I got a couple of them set up there, more than a couple, actually. And, you know, if you watch Amazon, keep an eye on what's going on. Every once in a while, probably not right now, because I'm just getting started up, but a lot of times over the winter on Christmas and beyond to the winter when there's not a big demand, all of a sudden you'll get a really good deal on some of these trail cams, where they'll knock the price down to unbelievable low amounts. But you got to keep your eye open. It's usually limited to one. I think we got one last year. That's normally like $150, and we got it for like $60. And it's the nice one. It's the same one as the other ones I had. Take video and everything else. And, you know, they have a little card in there. And it's one of the first things I do when I get to camp. I walk out with a couple of spare cards in my pocket, and I take the cards out and, you know, put them in replacement. Back to camp, I see what was brewing. You know, I had a couple bells on there last time, and ravens, believe it or not. And, no bears this last time. I don't know what happened. You didn't see those bears. All right, are there any other comments, please, or late check-in?
KC2NBU.
WA2 with just another quick one.
Okay, Go ahead, John, before radio.
That'll give us something for everyone to laugh at. We got an email today. We're checking emails from Stormy Cromer that makes hats and jackets. Of course, through in the hunting, and good evening to you, Ray. And I sent it off to a friend of mine. I haven't checked the email yet. I'm anxiously, but they've come out with a new, I guess some states, you know, they're advocating safety. And this is Blaze Fluorescent Pink Hunting Apparel. That's right. Pink Fluorescent Hunting Apparel. WATU, back to that.
You know, I've seen that. Yeah, it is becoming a thing. Yeah. In fact, I think my mother-in-law has wanted to send something to my daughter. Okay. KC2MBU, hey, good evening, what's up?
Well, Jeff, we got 45 degrees up on the hill here. Made it down to Utica today to see the Shrine Circus. Always a good time. Emails. We're getting probably over a dozen a day of these spam. Oh, check this invoice. Here's the itinerary for your plane tickets. Blah, blah, blah. They're getting fancier and fancier. And some of these are ransomware. They'll lock up your computer. There's a lot of bad stuff going around out there now, and they're getting trickier and trickier trying to, I saw a couple last week where they, it looked like it was sent from somebody in my address box, and it wasn't. It just copies the name out of your address book, and, you know, it doesn't say, hey, Ray, it just, you know, it looks like it's from somebody that you know, and it's ransomware.
Yeah, how that goes, that's part of my business. But see on your website there, that on your contact form, you do the source code, you can see your email address there, so you want to rethink how you're doing that. What happens is those spammers, they have automated computer programs that just go around from site to site, and they scan the web pages for email addresses, and they just what they call robots, basically, or spiders, they'll call them, and they'll just go from page to page to page, and they harvest all the email addresses they find, and they can just go ahead and start spamming. So with your email address on there, that's guaranteed that email address there has already been picked up by dozens, if not hundreds, of spam bots all over the world. So one of the first things I tell people is, look, they don't put your email address right on the website. You gotta obfuscate it in a way that the computer programs won't recognize it right away. A lot of people will use like an image of their email address instead of the actual text, because the robots won't be able to read the image. You know, there's a lot of little tricks like that. So, but. Good luck in the never-ending battle of spam. That is something I've had to deal with my entire career, and I've built many tools to do it. All right. Thanks for checking in. Have a good evening. I'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service? The EchoLink station, we're not getting any audio on you, you're just, you're raising the repeater, but that's it. Alright, any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? I'm now closed, Black River Valley Service. Now returning the frequency of regular energy use. I'd like to thank David, Kevin James, George, John, and Ray for checking in tonight. It's 873. Is anyone listening in? 82 AIT. Clear.
This is KB2KLJ for the United County Traffic Emergency Net, ACON. Currently on the 145.17, station 4, ACON. Come now, please.
This is KB, maybe I need to get closer to the mic. This is KB2KLJ for ACON. ACON is currently on the 145.17. Stations for ACON. Come now, please.
KC2NVU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NVU, hello Ray. Thank you for checking in, do appreciate it. Anyone else for ACON? This is KB2KOJ for ACON. Okie dokie, I'll make this the final call for ACON 4 stations. With or without traffic, final call. Nothing else heard. Ray, 7-3, take care. Thanks for checking in. Do appreciate it. Good to hear you. And we'll talk to you tomorrow night. KB2KOJ, Claire. KB2KOJ, Ray, you still here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I just want to remind folks that next weekend, and it'll be announced here now, the next weekend, next Saturday and Sunday, October 1st and 2nd, is the simulated emergency test, the SDT, next Saturday and Sunday, and if you can, check in on emergency power. You know the emergency power can consist of generator, or if you're mobile or handheld, anything other than commercial power is considered emergency power. It's next Saturday and Sunday, October 1st and 2nd. And when you check in, please let Net Control know that you're on emergency or not emergency power. And of course, we'll ask you. You need any pills, Ray?
Yeah, I remember we did that last year. Sounds good.
Yep. ACON has to do it next weekend because we're part of the national traffic system. And, of course, your counties and areas have a couple of months to do it, but ACON's part of the national traffic system. We have to do it October 1st and 2nd. First weekend in October, so. Ray, I hope to hear you. And good to hear you. 7-3.
KC2NVU, clear and listening.
Yep, 7-3, Ray. Take care. KB2KOJ, clear and changing frequency.